first team. Yet these bare facts do not begin to reflect how deeply Jimmy's contribution was felt in almost all corners of the club, before and after his death. Jimmy Murphy was Manchester United, and accordingly, Manchester United was Jimmy Murphy. Take any positive attribute of the club. Its approach to youth development, its never-say-die attitude, and it was likely implemented by the fiery Welshman, either by instruction or by example. Instruction, in the innovative belief of how intensive coaching of ostensibly simple repetition to a group of young players could be of such long-term benefit. And example, in the way he inspired a group of young boys to come together to compete, so that the team was almost greater than the sum of its parts. He used his grief as fuel to continue and overcome. A humbling life lesson. And a moment in time which forever shaped the culture of a football club. Jimmy's response in tragedy not only saved the immediate future of Manchester United in February 1958, it was used as a motivational tool for future successes long after he had passed away. It has been a privilege and a humbling experience to listen to personal recollections of Jimmy's colleagues and family. It is clear that Jimmy was not only one of football's great men, but one of life's too. If words can do justice to such a contribution to football and British sport history, then I hope this book does. Jimmy's story is one of the most remarkable in the history of the sport, and it has been an honour to write it. There are a number of people who deserve a hearty thank you for help and assistance which has been invaluable. So, firstly, and in no particular order, John Aston Jr., Ron Atkinson, Alex Dawson, Tommy Docherty, Mick Duxbury, Jimmy Elms, David Gaskell, Wilf McGuinness, Harry Gregg, Gordon Hill, and Alan Wardle, for giving their time and sharing their memories. A huge thank you to Sir Alex Ferguson, who was gracious enough to spend time talking about Jimmy and the legacy he left. Likewise, thanks to Paul McGuinness, who shares my dedication to raising awareness of Jimmy's contributions to Manchester United. A big thanks to Ali Begg and Jason Ferguson. A sincere thank you to Effian Evans and Tony Park, whose own knowledge and research has been so appreciated. And, as always, I have to thank Dan Burdett and Dave Murphy, two wonderful friends, who not only gave support to this book throughout the years it has been in development, they gave their eyes and time throughout the lengthy proofreading process. I also wish to thank Mark Armstrong and Michael Garvey. Thanks to my family for their patience and support. My beautiful wife for enduring the long days where I was committed to working. And my mum and Uncle Stuart, who listened as I enthused, at length, about Jimmy's work. Thanks to Lisa, the best mother-in-law I could ever have asked for, who always provided a workspace whenever needed. Thanks to all at Trinity Mirror Sport Media for their help and enthusiasm about the project, especially Nick Morton and Adam Oldfield on the editing and production side, and Mark Francis for designing the jacket. Last but not least, my sincere thanks to Jimmy Murphy Jr., Nick Murphy, Paul Murphy, and the entire Murphy family. Wayne Barton, January 2018. Prelude. Old Trafford, son. Monday, February 3rd, 1958. Assistant manager Jimmy Murphy is with the Manchester United players at the ground as they prepare to depart for their European Cup game. Their opponents in the quarter-final, second leg tie, are Red Star Belgrade, United leading 2-1 from the team's first meeting at Old Trafford. They are travelling to Belgrade via